Turn in your Bibles to Proverbs 9. Been in this all week too. Just have to give you what I have. What he's wanting to give us. You want to know how to read the book of Proverbs? Wisdom begins to speak as a person by chapter 1, about verse 20. And becomes more than just knowledge that you read in a book. Wisdom becomes a very real person. And Solomon understood wisdom as a person. He interacted with wisdom as a person. And she gave her principles all through those first six chapters. By chapter 7, she begins to mark the other woman. And how the young man, void of understanding, passed near her door, went into the doorway of her house, and was talking about the harlot. That wasn't just any harlot. That was the harlot of the world system. She was marking her. She was very dangerous. She stands at the street of every corner of your life. She's always there. She's always appealing. There's never a time she's not. All the stuff that the harlot would promise, but she would never deliver. That's what the world does. It promises things it can't deliver. Ask for your servitude, but it can't deliver. And then wisdom begins in chapter 8 to begin to speak on what she would give. Those who would find her in this life, those that could obtain the place and the paths she dwells in the house that she dwells in, and she would give. She said, by me kings reign and princes decree justice and nobles judge. She says, by me I set them up. I set them into the high places. And how she would set you in the high places of blessing and the high places of understanding and knowledge and wisdom. But there was something else she wanted to give at a very special table. And I believe that the body of Christ is going to obtain this in this hour. At least the remnant is going to obtain this table. Very few, I promise you, in any generation will obtain and obtain the table of Proverbs chapter 9. That is not a normal table. It's amazing we're having communion. I remember when God was trying to first introduce me to this table, I'd actually try to go up into this house, not really understanding the right hand of God. I'd try to go up in her table through communion. Every day I take communion, every day, because I had this inherent desire to find this table. This inherent desire to obtain and eat from this table of wisdom that so few in any generation eat from. And those who do, they come out with something that the world has no defense for. The world system has no defense for. It's one of the highest places in God there is. And I believe we as a body are going to obtain it. I know we are. Amen. So before we do that, go to Proverbs 8 for a moment. So right after the Proverbs 7, and if you read that, you'll see how the young man, he ends up in the stocks. He, as a bird, hastes to the snare. That's what the harlot will do for you. She'll promise you everything. She will deliver nothing but bondage. But God, he'll promise you everything too. But you have to obtain it with God, not the easy way, but the faith way. There is a way about God you have to obtain. You can't obtain it the way you can obtain the things in the world. You have to obtain it by faith. You have to obtain it by relationship, by knowing him, by pursuing him, because God will offer you the very best that he has across the board. Amen? But you have to give your heart to him. You have to follow him. And most people want to go up that ladder halfway. You know, it weren't certain things, but if you can get to the top of that ladder, there's something she wants to give. Amen? So Proverbs 8, it says, does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She stands in the top of the high places. That's where you're going to find her. Not in the high places, in the top of the high places. That's where she's at. She'll call for you to come. You're going to find her through seeking and searching, through relationship, for union. You're going to find her in the right hand of God for sure. Amen. It's a prize of all prizes. Now watch this. She goes, verse 6, here I will speak of excellent things. That word excellent means noble, kingly. You look it up, it'll mean kingly, noble things. I'm going to speak of things, kingly things. Because what she's actually doing is setting up a king's table. A king's table. She invites those who have no capacity to rule and reign to come into her table in order to rule and reign. And the world will call the best, the brightest and the highest. God calls the weak and the lowly things. But what God can give any one person is far superior than the most brilliant minds of the entire earth. But you've got to obtain it. Amen? I don't want to walk in my own wisdom. I don't want the result of my own life. I want the result of God's wisdom. I want that exchange. I already know what I can do. We all know what we can do. We all know our limitation. We all want to get to that other side over there. Amen? I want this exchange that takes place on the other side of the door of Proverbs 8. There's a door there. And then there's a table in Proverbs 9. And it's our calling, honestly, if you really want to know the truth, it is our calling to obtain this table. It always has been. And we are there. We are in the doorway. Amen. I love this one, verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out the knowledge of witty invention. You know what that word witty invention means? Machinations of mammon. It said, I will find out the foreknowledge or the knowledge or the foreknowledge or the knowledge or the foreknowledge. The foreknowledge of the machinations of mammon. You know what mammon is? Everybody know what mammon is? Power of money that controls the world. That's mammon. She goes, I can give you the foreknowledge of the whole thing. Parts of it. One part, witty invention. It's the same thing. One witty invention. You could invent the slinky. Before it was the slinky, you would be slinky wealth. Slinky wealthy. Amen. The roller brush. Yes, I use it all the time. The roller brush. The click belt. The guy, I remember he went on Shark Tank with a click belt. He is rolling in the dough. So he just sold it to all of the belt makers. And now he sits back and collects a check for the rest of his life. That's witty invention. Wisdom has a lot of these things that we haven't seen yet. It's not for the world to get it, to obtain the high levels of the world without the labor and the toil of it, to obtain the blessing of the Lord without the labor and the toil. It goes to those who know her, that know how to understand this place. I believe we're going to hit some incredible places with God, that we're not going to have to walk in our own understanding and things. We're going to have insight. Look at verse 14 says, counsel is mine, sound wisdom. I am understanding. It's good that the youth are in here because you're at the age where you're going to go get your college education. But don't forget God's education because it's much higher. God's education in your life is much deeper, much higher, much fuller. Amen. Praise God forever. Counsel is mine, sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign, verse 15, and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles and even all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me and those that seek me diligently. Find, say find, riches and honor with me. Yes, durable riches. And she talked about she was in creation. So she talked about she was there in the Lord in the beginning. But notice this in creation, verse 30. This is a big eye opener here. It says, then I was by him as one brought up with him. She's talking about being with the Lord in creation. He was the creator, but she was there by his side. says, I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. And my delights were the sons of men. Whose ministries were the sons of men? That is who wisdom is. Solomon understood the Holy Spirit as this proverbial woman of wisdom. That's how he understood. That's the relationship he had. And the Holy Spirit revealing himself as wisdom is what calls Solomon to do what he did. Amen? And he attributed all of that. And my delights were the sons of men. Now hearken therefore, you children, and blessed are those that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Look at verse 34. Here's the big one right here. Blessed is the man, woman, that heareth me, that hears me. Not everybody can hear the voice of wisdom. Not everybody can understand the wisdom. You can know the Bible inside and out and not possess wisdom. You could read the Bible 100 times and quote every verse in there, but not possess the spirit of wisdom that's in those words. Wisdom, you write this down, is far superior than knowledge. Wisdom is far greater than knowledge, because wisdom is not knowledge. Wisdom is a person revealing heavenly knowledge. Wisdom is a relationship. Blessed is the man that can hear me. Watching, watch this, daily. Blessed is the man that heareth me. Watching, say watching, daily at the gates of the world system, at my gates, waiting at my doors. She has doors, she has gates, they're not in the earth, they're far superior. Blessed is the man that's watching, that has the eye of the faith and the eye of the heart set in the right place. If you're going to obtain wisdom, your eye will have to be tuned in like a radar, a frequency, tuned in to a position of wisdom's house. Only wisdom can tune you in. You cannot tune yourself in. It's far too high. The world system will just retune you. If you're a product of the world system and every day the world system is tossing you to and fro, the world system will just tune you in to whatever channel you're acceptable to. You have to get above it where God can tune you into some things that are far greater than the earth. But in doing so, God's going to give you something and us something that's far greater. And we are on the threshold right now of obtaining this. A 30-year pursuit to obtain this table. Locked into the doorway now. Locked and loaded. Praise God. Immovable. Shaking a little bit, then God just reforges you right there. Standing in there in love, life, and rest. You get those three, you can stand. You can stand anywhere in God with love, life, and rest. You can stand in a position of impossible faith, and you're going to see the impossible become possible. You're going to see that in this house. Well, hey, you know that because I know. Because I can see. If you're waiting to see something, you're missing the boat. If God could come smack you upside the head and just manifest something you didn't know, you didn't see in advance, you just got yourself a miracle. Because miracles, faith doesn't work that way. Faith will see it far, far. Faith will see far. How would you say it? Faith will see it before it manifests. Because faith is going to carry it right here. Just like a woman will carry a child in her womb, you're going to carry it in your womb. And you're going to learn to carry it. Then you're going to learn how to represent it. Then you're going to learn to hold it in faith and not be moved. God, the Father, has this thing called faith. The greater the faith, the greater mountains. The greater mountains, the greater the faith to move them, the greater the level of training. Some people have shoestring faith, and some people have faith to move global mountains. Amen? It is your walk with God to determine your faith. Amen. Go to chapter 9. So blessed is the man watching. I got to get here. I'm talking. Waiting at the post of my doors. Blessed. Watching and waiting. Blessed. I'm not in yet. Yes, but if you're there, you're already blessed. You know why? Because if you can even find her door, you're blessed. If you can watch and wait at her door daily, that means you know how to get there. You know what it looks like. You're not going to find them with these eyes right here. Those doors are invisible to the eyes of man, but they're not invisible to the eye of faith. And if you know how to get there daily and stay there daily and watch there daily, you're already blessed. Why? Because you're going to get called in. You're going to hear her voice call you in. She's going to call you in. She's going to say, come. But if you're not at her door, you're not going to hear that. But if you're at that door, you're going to hear it. Well, where is the door? It's right there. It's up there. It's in here. Can you see it?
Can you see it?
That door has to be lit. Your eye of faith has to be lit to see. And as you can see, you can move into it. Amen? And this is what God is opening for us. Let's see what she's going to give. Amen? There is something she has on her table. I want it. I want it big. I'm going to get it. Like Justin says, get you some. Praise God. Proverbs 9, this is the house. Isn't it amazing we started this, Anna, we started this in the beginning. Isn't that amazing? This is the messages we were teaching. We had no clue. We just remember, Chuck, we just confessing the seven pillars of wisdom. Confessing the book. But in that, God heard our cry for wisdom. And then he set us on the roadmap. He gave us the roadmap to wisdom's house. I didn't know it was going to take a 30-year journey. God never tell you how long it takes. He'll just keep it in front of you. You ever notice that? He's like, keep it in front of you. I'm like, God, are you ever going to give me that carrot you dangle in front of me? Ever? He goes, yes, you're going to get it. Keep on. Find you some. Praise God. The day is the day. Boy, I found out how to lock into the door. Because back in those days, I couldn't stand at that door for more than a day. I just didn't understand how the enemy worked. Because he knows what's behind that door. He knows the power of it. He knows he has no weaponry in his arsenal that can stop what comes out of that table. He knows that. So he'll do everything he can to redirect your compass. Redirect you in something else. Here, have some of this. See, that's Proverbs 7. She's in there too. Come have you some. She'll spread a table for you as well. Listen, the world will spread its table and God spreads the table. Except God's table is far above and the world's right in front of you all the time. The world's table, you'll eat from it, becomes death. God's, you'll eat from it, becomes life. Proverbs 9, verse 1. What's in these verses right here, my friends, can change your life. We're locked in. Say, blessed are my eyes that see. Blessed are my ears to hear the voice of wisdom calling me. If you're one of those people that can never be satisfied, you qualify. The reason why you can't be satisfied because there's a table that you're called to eat from that to no other table on the earth is going to satisfy you. If you have an insatiable appetite for life, you qualify. If you have an insatiable appetite for God, God's got a table for you to eat from. Amen. As wisdom has built her house, she's hewn out her seven pillars. She's killed her beasts. She's mingled her wine. Now listen, that is a fancy way of saying she's spreading a banquet table. She's got a big one there. She's killed a beast. You know, in the banquet, the king's tables, they have the fatted calf all already cooked and on the table. Have you ever seen the banquet tables like that? I mean, spread out. That's the imagery you need to see there. It's a king's table. She's talking about kingly things. She's talking about noble things. And she has a table for us to come and eat from. This is how she's going to shift us in this hour. She's going to bring us out. And she's going to bring us out with something the world doesn't have. There's an exchange there, just like there's an exchange at the throne of grace. There's an exchange for our knowledge for hers. And believe me, we're going to need it. This is what the Lord walked in every day of his life. I heard him say it this morning. I was so caught up in the table this morning before I got here. And he goes, this is what I walked in. There was not anything I did not know. I could see every trap, the enemy. Watch this. He said, goes, there was two great things that came out of this table. The first one is I could see every trap the enemy laid for me. I could discern every heart that came in front of me. And the second thing, he goes, I could always see what my Father was doing. I always knew where to be. I had to do it just like you do it. I had to see what my Father was doing, and I had to be where he was all the time, and I was always, always discerning what the enemy was doing. That's what came out of this table. He goes, this is the kind of light I want to give you and your house. This is the reward for following me. And he says, tell them today, this is what I want to give them. So I'm telling you today what he wants us to give us. Amen. I mean, walk in your job and know more about that job than anyone in there by divine intelligence. So she prepares this banquet table. She sent forth her maidens. She cries upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple. There's another word for simple. Stupid. Dumb. If you have the spirit of stupid on you, you qualify. Simple. Naive. You qualify. You don't have to know everything. When it comes to walking in the high places with God, you don't have to be super skilled in everything. People get this wrong impression. You just need to eat from the right table. You need to recognize you don't have it together. You need to recognize you have limitations in your capacity of understanding, and you fold that into this table. You surrender and you constantly pursue this higher level of divine intelligence that God wants to make available to us. That could oftentimes bring in and issue in a witty invention with it. A click belt. A slinky. Velcro. Whoso is simple. Okay, we've discussed that. You can look that up if you want to really know what that word says. Let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, now come, eat. See, she issues the call to those who stand at her door. There is a day she's going to call you in. There is a day when she calls you to eat from this table, you will not come out. That's just not having a little bit of presence of God, getting full and coming out. She's going to give you something in that table. And it's in one word. What is that word you've asked? Drink of the wine I've mingled. Forsake the foolish and live. Go. Now walk in the way. That word go and walk is also, if I'm correct in my assessment, and I'm going to check it out for you right now because I can. Proverbs 9. I'm going to the interlinear, adlinear. Ashar, you know what it's often translated as? Blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed in the way of understanding. Be blessed in the pathway of the Bana. That word understanding is different than any kind of understanding you're going to get. It's the Bana, B-I-Y-N-A-H, Hebrew word Bana, say Bana. That is what she's going to give you. What is the Bana? That's what the sons of Issachar were given. They understood the signs of the times. They were given understanding, the Bana, of the signs of the times so they would know what Israel ought to do. They knew what to do. They were the ones that were given it. Their tribe was given the Benah. Solomon was given the Benah. He knew how to build that kingdom. When he came before the Lord, he goes, I don't know how to go in or go out. And this is what God gave him. Wisdom gave him the Benah. It's what Daniel received when Gabriel stood before him. I've come to give you skill and understanding, Benah, to understand what will happen to my people in the latter days. I'm going to give you something the world doesn't have. I'm going to give you access to my foreknowledge. I'm going to give you access to my omnipresent omniscience. The Benah is the omnipresent omniscience of God. It has no boundaries. There are no earthly boundaries to it. There are no geographical boundaries, and there's no linear time boundaries. The Benah can go backwards, forwards. It can give you knowledge of the now, knowledge of the future, knowledge of the past. The Benah is the intelligence of God, found in the seven eyes of God, found in a wisdom. There is no university on the earth can give you this. The Benah. Say, Benah. This is what you'll come out with. Now, walk, be blessed in the way of the Benah, because not very many men in any generation will find it. When you come out with it, you're going to see, you're going to know, you're going to understand. This is what I believe with all my heart, and I believe the presence of the Lord upon this message will confirm it, that this is what God wants to give this house corporately. That we're going to have a mantle of the Benah on us. The omnipresent omniscience of God. It's part of the crowning of the last day church. We're going to see things. Not just prophetically see them. We're going to see them in the earth. We're going to see God's plans, God's designs, the enemy's plans. You're going to be like Elijah sitting in your prayer closet. And the king is conspiring against Israel. And every time he conspires against Israel, Elijah goes and warns the king, okay, this king's going to do this. And this king goes, which one of you are telling our secrets? He goes, it's not us, it's that Elijah man. He was anointed with a Benah. Everything you whisper in your bedchamber, he knows. We have no defense for him. Whatever you decide to do, he's going to know it. And he's going to be in front of you. That's the Benah. There is no enemy that can override you because you'll see the plan of the enemy before it happens. That is a divine intelligence that most of us don't have. Most of us are walking along by faith and we walk right over a 50-foot cliff. We get up, what happened? Oh my God, what happened? I just got leveled. Oh, that was a strong man. I'm like, tell me something I don't know now. But you walked over the cliff. You didn't see it. The Benah, you won't walk. You won't so much walk in a pothole. All her paths, all her ways are ways of pleasantness. All her paths are peace. She's going to set us on high. And she's going to let us eat from a table called the Benah. You're going to eat of the omnipresent omniscience of God. In which God can direct that in different fields, in different things, in different ways. Ministerially, he can direct. He can show you how to get the job done. He can unlock a heart like that. Somebody's been locked up for 20 years. The Benah can unlock them just like that. Can show you exactly what the root cause is. Boom. Unlock them in 5 seconds. That's the Benah. That's the omnipresent omniscience of God. That's what she wants to give. Isn't that awesome? Think about right now the secular humanistic age we're in and the world system and its pursuit of this knowledge that creates a proudful high-mindedness, but all of it's almost moving into antichrist, anti-God. See, because not only wisdom is in the high place, the highest places, but the harlot's also building her place, and you got to get past it. Before I close, I want to show you that. All I need to hear is one word. I'm going to stand in front of that door every day until I hear that word, because I know what's on that table. One meal from that table could produce generational inheritance in your life. Just like that. One meal. Boom. Ask Solomon if you don't believe me. Look what God did with him after eating from that table. That's what he received when he asked for wisdom. Look what it did. Look what he did. Had he not fallen? Look what he was doing in the earth. I mean, the whole earth was coming to hear him. Kings, queens, nobody had anything on him. His wisdom was far superior than anybody's. That was the banah. I got to tell you this, because if it was easy, everybody would be walking in it. So, look at verse 3. Put your finger in verse 3. And put your finger in verse 14. Let's read this together. Verse 3, Proverbs 9 says, she hath sent forth her maidens, she crieth upon the highest places. Look at verse 13. A foolish woman, this is the Proverbs 7 harlot, she's simple, knowing nothing. She sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places. Wisdom is calling from where? Highest. Where's the harlot? Right under her. Why? She's wanting to intercept any and all that come through. Look at wisdom's verse 4 says, here's her call. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him, come, eat of my bread, drink of the wine that I have mingled. Now look at the harlot. Same thing. Foolish woman sits at the door, verse 14, of her house on the high places of the city to call passengers who go right on their ways. Who's she calling to? The ones that are on their way up. She's wanting to intercept them. Whoso is simple, look, same words as wisdom. Let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth the understanding, him that wanteth the banah, you're seeking something from wisdom's house, but turn in hither and I'll give you what I got. Sarah, she's trying to intercept the banah, because she already knows. She said to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. He knoweth not that the dead are there, and her guest in the depths of hell. She's trying to intercept through stolen waters. Bread eaten in secret, tree of knowledge of good and evil. She'll offer you the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, just like she did Adam. It's very alluring. It's highly enamoring, but it will not produce anything. But it'll demand your allegiance. To him who has ears to hear what I just said, hear it. If you hadn't had your round with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you probably will before it's all over. I lost my taste for it. I was highly enamored for it with 5 years. Did not even know I was eating from it. I always thought it was God, and I had lost my taste completely for it. Because I found another tree. It's far superior. God's tree. Amen? I threw some stuff out there. Some of you are probably going, what the heck is he talking about? And then other people might be going, oh, yeah. No, the harlot's wanting to intercept the banah. The pursuit of the banah is one of the greatest things God will give to this generation. We're going to have a corporate operation of it right here in this house. Glory to God. Hey, when you get it, I don't care how you came in, you won't come out the same way. You may have come in, you may have went in broke, you're coming out blessed. You may came in dumb, and you're coming out with wisdom. You may have come in broken, busted, and disgusted. You're going to come out with something the world doesn't have. And this is a promise to all who pursue. It's her highest blessing. It's in a king's table. And she can point you there if you want it. How many of you are going to go up the mountain? I want to go eat that table right now. Amen. Let's give God glory.